talking about wisdom of faith, or wisdom that we need to accomplish the things that God wants us to do, even though we're walking by faith. The way that God operates is that God operates as himself in completeness. He does not operate holiness without love. He does not operate faith without wisdom. He does not do anything outside the counsel of his own spirit. God does not just take on one thing and leave other things. And so in the book of Ephesians, the Bible tells us to walk circumspectly, which means we should take into account every part of whatever that we are doing. Not as fools, the Bible says, redeeming the time. We should walk circumspectly, not as fools, redeeming the time. Hallelujah. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us and had given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For you were sometimes darkness, which means that all the things we've read around those things that he said we should not partake of are works of darkness. If anybody's in there, dwelling in there, that person is dwelling in darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and right living, righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's you need to speak against them. That's what it means when it says to reprove. Amen? You need to speak against these things. Don't side with them. Don't see people talking about things that are out of order with God and lend your mouth to what they're doing. Don't lend your financial support to those things. Amen? You can vote a politician who's out there to promote evil. Hallelujah. Or the things that the Bible speaks against. He said, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. You know, you hear me talk about this all the time. I say, whatsoever doth make manifest is light. You know, if it is good, people are open to showing you what they're doing. Praise the Lord Jesus. So they don't trust me. Why they was looking at my phone, you know, and all of that. If you're married to someone, you don't have to be going to the bathroom to be making phone calls all the time. You know, something's wrong with your phone calls. Whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that he walks circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So it is wisdom to walk, taking into account every bit of information that is useful toward what you're trying to do. What would it cost us if we did this? Getting all the information. The Bible says, in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. Our purposes are achieved. Praise the Lord Jesus. But if you're not taking it, if you're not doing it that way, if you don't get the information that is needed, the likelihood that you're going to make a mistake is very high. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein there is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that God, that wisdom was with God when he made all things. Hallelujah. He said, wisdom was with God when he made all things. He said, I was with him when he laid the foundations of the world. Glory be to God. So God doesn't do things without wisdom. He doesn't do things without wisdom. So as children of God, we shouldn't do things without wisdom. We're imitators of God. If God tells you now, okay, I'm going to make you the next president of the United States of America, and then, you know, the person says, since he knows that God has already said that, you know, then you see a cop somewhere, and you now want to play some jokes. You know, maybe you're standing on the line somewhere to buy something, and he's standing there to buy something. Then you go and pull his gun from his weapon from him. And start running around and he'll be pursuing you and then you say you are joking. Is it going to work? You will get arrested. If you don't take time, it will become a felony. What will happen to your dream of becoming president? There is wisdom that God expects that the believer should have so that you don't truncate God's plan for your life. Titus chapter 2 verse 1. He said, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Which means that these things that he's about to say is what is called sound doctrine. If you don't have it, you don't have sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not false accusers. Something you don't know about, you cook it up, you look at it, it looked like it, then you started talking about it. And there's a reason why the Bible said the aged women, because it is sometimes them, because it happens because you've had a lot of experience. So if you see anything, it looks like gold, it's gold. And some cook up the thing from scratch. The thing they are saying never happened. Maybe they don't want their daughter to marry someone. They will tell a lie about the young man. It's not true. What they said was cooked up. Not giving too much wine. Teachers of good things. Teachers of good things. Christianity is about the goodness of God. We're supposed to be good people. Not criminals. We're supposed to have good manners as believers. You know, if a believer rents somebody's home, you took their home, they took care of it, everything is nice. You rented it, you leased an apartment. You're supposed to take care of it, not trash it. Because you're a Christian. You're the light of the world. What does that mean? You're the example for the world to follow. You borrow a brother's car or a sister's car, return it in a better condition than you took it. We're supposed to be the example for the world to follow. That's what it means to be light. We're supposed to point them in the right direction. That's what it means to be light. We're the light of the world. Were the ones who showed them God's ways of doing things. That they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good homekeepers, homemakers. If you can't cook right now and you're a sister and you're praying, Lord, give me a brother, go and learn how to cook. If you can't cook, go and learn how to cook. Go and learn how to clean your environment. The word of God will never be outdated. Because it was not done with time in mind. It was done with a nature in mind. God saw today before he wrote it. The Bible tells us Jesus Christ the same what? Yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. That they should be what? Good, not wicked. Good. Don't let the ways of Egypt, the ways of the world, don't learn it. It's not for us. Don't learn their manners. Have you seen a typical unbeliever, the way they talk, using the four-letter word, just cursing 24-7. They're cursing 24-7. If anything touches them somewhere, they just be cursing. And they're creating it. Designer curses are coming. They will just be talking. And some believers copy it. I like to say something. God is not an American. He is God all by himself. And he loves us. He cares about us. Obedient to their own husbands. Now, you know, when he talks about obedience here, the obedience is qualified. Obedience, as it has to do with lawful things in your relationship. Your husband cannot command you to help him carry half the bag of reefer he wants to go and sell. I'll tell you, from today, all of us are now Muslims in this house. You are not supposed to accept that. As he's talking, carry your Bible, dust it, take your children, head to church. If they persecute you for righteousness, rejoice. That the word of God be not blasphemed. The younger men likewise exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing themselves a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, not rudeness, sound speech, good words coming out of your mouth that cannot be condemned, that he that is of a contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again. This is the pattern of sound doctrine. That's Christianity. That's what we're called to. Not purloining, but showing all good fidelity. That is faithfulness in your job. Faithfulness to your employers. The Bible says something about Daniel the prophet and the three Hebrew children, young men, that when it had to do with their job, nobody found fault with them. And the king never suffered any damage on account of them. They kept their books right. They did everything right. They served the kingdom as if they themselves were of that particular nation. He said that the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Also talking about Joseph, the Bible says that Potiphar did not know anything that was going on in his house, apart from the food that he ate. He said, because Joseph handled everything. That's how we ought to behave as believers. You're not supposed to be doing multi-level marketing on your employer's time. Your marketing, something else, you know, you have to be wise, preparing for retirement. So I'm going to be doing this, you know, while I'm doing their work. Showing all good fidelity, that you may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God, which bringeth salvation, had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. There is the right living. That's what he's talking about here. We should live righteously according to right things before God, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Zealous of good works. Zealous of doing good things. Are you married? You can't be dating some other person somewhere. Even when you're engaged to be married, you're not supposed to be doing some, you can put all your eggs in one basket. You know, you got to put this, some here and some there. Remember, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He said, let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. If this is not for you, you close that chapter and wait on God to give you another. The God who brought the first one is able to bring a second one. Let not these things be once named among you as becometh saints. Stay away from some things. God wants the believer to prosper, to do well. He wants good things for us. That the people on the other side will have no evil to speak concerning you. Nobody will have anything to say about you. They only say, What has he done wrong? Nothing. But see, having no evil thing to say of you. The reputation of the believer should be like that. If you've done something wrong in the past, learn to do well. And I'm just going to say something from there. Genesis chapter 4. In process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? God is not a respecter of persons. If you do well, shalt thou not be accepted? If you do the right thing, won't people accept you? At least in the kingdom of God. God was trying to let Cain know, it is not because I don't like your face. Look at the two offerings both of you brought. This younger brother of yours took out time and gave me the first and the big ones inside. You just came and gave, it is the top that counts offering. Just brought two bars of yam and some other things that you got from the, just jumbled it and said, look, is it not God? Let him, he can manage this. Some of us don't know we're doing the same thing in the house of God. Some of us don't know. The service you give to God, you're not doing it with reverence. You're not doing it with seriousness. What you're bringing to God, what does it look like? Your leftover time, your leftovers is what you're giving God. Oh, I don't have time to be there. We have evangelism. Oh, I don't have time to be there. What you're doing is a Cain sacrifice. You say, that's me time. That's me time. Don't worry. When you get to heaven, you get the reward of me time. Do you know that all these things we do here don't have eternal value? All this, I worked from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. the next day. There's no record of it in heaven. Are you aware? It has zero eternal value. Now, if within the 6 to 6, you went out of your way to help somebody because of your knowledge of God, it will count. Do you understand what I'm saying? But that you work so hard, you know, doesn't mean anything. I invented the first parachute in the world. It doesn't mean anything to help. I have 30 skyscrapers. I did this, I did that. Doesn't mean jack. You were rewarded. The inventor got money for what he did. You were rewarded. That's the end of it. No eternal value. But you were an usher. You helped the people of God. That is recorded. You were part of intercessory meeting. It's recorded. Every time you come, it's recorded. You were uncomfortable. You felt like sleeping sometime more. You say, no, I cannot do that. I have an assignment in the house of God. Then you go. It's recorded. Everything you have done in the name of the Lord that is good is recorded. And the more sacrifice you put to it, the greater the reward. That was what the Lord was trying to say to Cain here. That Abel looked at me and said, you're a great God. Looked at God and said, a great and mighty God. What can I give God? He said, okay, I'm going to take the firstlings of my flock. And I'm going to take that big fat cow there. And I'm going to give it to God. There's an attitude toward the things of God. It is the wisdom of God.